The Senate Appropriations Committee continued work on the budget. On Thursday, we held an executive markup session on the House Committee substitute for House Bill 2014. This is a supplemental appropriations bill that covering gaps in funding for our current year. The Fiscal Oversight Committee held a hearing on four measures, including my Senate Bill 974, which regulates fees charged for assisting veterans with benefit claims. This bill was perfected earlier in February and as of Thursday has been third read and passed with strong bipartisan support. I look forward to working with the House colleagues as it moves forward. On Wednesday, the Senate also perfected my legislation addressing ambulance districts to support our struggling rural services. The deadline to file bills for the 2026 legislative session was Thursday. Lawmakers have already introduced more than 900 Senate bills, with nearly twice the number filed in the House, setting a record for most bill filed in a year. Committee work will remain busy through the end of the session as we consider these proposals. Another happening this week was work that we've done in the Appropriations Committee. Missouri's most vulnerable citizens and the families who care for them deserve our full support. Rehabilitation services and self-directed support aren't just budget line items. They are lifelines that allow Missourians with developmental disabilities to live with dignity in their own communities. As chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, my intention is to work with my colleagues to restore these cuts as the Senate builds its budget. As always, I value input from the residents of the 12th District. If you have thoughts on any of the issues or plan to visit the Capitol, please reach out to my office. Hearing from you ensures that I can represent our community's interests effectively. This week, we welcome several groups. I had the pleasure of introducing FFA students to the Senate on Thursday, and Carrollton 7th graders visited my office as part of their studies on the Capitol and the legislative process.